Blog Talk Radio.
Is he a blood? Is he a Crip? Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know, it. Look, if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit, and I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the raining. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should've known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. Could try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past, I've been here before. I know when you're scheming, I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition, I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering, whispering. When the streets are talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. You see me with a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my clocking. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the popping. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the dropping? S-Dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the Cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply two dogs for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? But the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you, When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. Murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad, holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress would take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took tricks with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me nigga, the real me nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now. Shit, they got me circling the block before I'm parking now. Don't get it twisted, I ain't bitching, I'm just cautious now. Stuff under the parka, extra cautious now. Hit a 6C up your fell out of your dent.
It's the streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip hop from a street perspective. It's not Wild Out Wednesday, it's Throwback Thursday. And the Dream Team is in the building, baby, with the TOT Rinsy.
There go my brother, Big Brother Boo. What we got going on today on Throwback Thursday? The game on? I need to get home and watch the game.
You in the streets as we speak, huh?
You already know how we sit down. What it do, big brother? How you been? What's going on in the street?
Oh, man. It is. When I say it's on fire, it's on fire. It's on fire. Oh, man. Let's get to the college. Let's get to the amateurs first. Let's get to the amateurs first. They talking about Deion Sanders. And when you say Deion, all you can think of at this point, prime time. Don't even call him Coach Sanders. They call him prime time. And I just, you know, just want to ask you this, Ro. The coach from Colorado State Rams, Jay Norvell. He took a shot at Deion. You know, we know that Deion has a habit of, you know, he wears his hat and his sunglasses during the news conference. But check out what Coach Joe Norvell said yesterday. Quote, "I don't care if they hear this in Boulder. I told them," which is ESPN, "I took my hat off and I took my glasses off. I said, when I talk to grown-ups, I take my hat and my sunglasses off. That's what my mother taught me." Ew. I want to ask you, what do you think about the latest jabs that these coaches are doing? We know last week, game day, Coach Rhule, Matt Rhule, he... what Shedeur Sanders said, he disrespected them by standing on the buffalo in the middle of the field. And he said, well, I can respect that. It's coming from a couple players. You know, they're trying to intimidate. But the coach, so I just want to ask you, Ro, is this going to be an every week thing? Are these coaches very insecure with Deion and what he's doing? I'm just asking you.
Hell yeah, it's disrespectful, first of all. I mean, this don't even make sense. You were just planning how you were going to beat the hell out of Colorado before the signing of Coach Prime. And now, here they are, 3 weeks in, they 2-0, getting ready to play a rival game. And like Coach Prime say, you done made it personal. Oh, why? Coach Norvell, why? Everybody knows it's called billboard material. When you have billboard material put up in the locker room, it only means one thing. You're really about to get your ass whooped. So I hope, Coach Norvell, that you have your Colorado State Rams on point, because it's only one thing on Deion's mind. Y'all know what that is. You know Deion be riding around on that golf court at practice talking crazy. And you know these boys have already, in week three, Deion swag. And they about to beat the hell out of Colorado State. I don't even know why Coach Norvell even came up with that. Why would you do it? But you know, well, you know, brother, oh, well, it happens. So now that it didn't happen, he's going to have to take that ass moving forward. So, yeah, good luck to the Colorado State Rams, because you're going to need a lot of that. And they playing in Boulder. Oh, Lord. Did you – hey, big brother, did you see Wu-Tang in Colorado last Saturday? Oh, man, this boy got Wu-Tang at the game. God, boy, I tell you. Hey, what's going to happen to Colorado State and Coach Jay Norvell with what he said?
I'm really, see, this is the thing that I'm really concerned about, is that instead of it being about the kids, these other coaches are falling into the trap of trying to go at Coach Prime. Coach Prime is doing what exactly he wants to do, get all the attention off his players and put it on me so they can have feel no pressure and just play. Prime is the coach. I don't understand why these other coach pundits are very disrespectful, because nobody says how somebody else is at a press conference. Nobody talks about how Nick Saban is so sarcastic and so dry during his press conferences. Nobody says how Lane Kiffin acts in his press conferences. Nobody says anything about another coach like that. Again, it's coming down, and it seems like these coaches, especially these white coaches are getting exposed, because what if it was another white coach who did that? I wonder would they say anything about whatever he did or does in press conferences. Now, is it right or wrong with that, what he said? It's a gray area to me, because I could be talking to somebody serious, but I'm standing outside in some sun and I got my sunglasses on.
Man.
Am I being disrespectful?
Man.
Should I take them off?
Come on,
should I take them off so he can see he can see my eyes? should I take my sunglasses off when I'm talking to you in AZ when the sun is so bright outside?
You want to see me that bad? Right.
I want to see you. Hey, I want to see your eyes, son.
Well, what the hell? Oh, shit. Okay.
Our next thing that is very alarming in the NCAA ranks, and I just want to ask you, man, they down in North Carolina, they did not let the young man get a chance to play. He was trying to transfer. His mother was sick, but they ruled him ineligible. Wide receiver, my man Walker, and he was at North Carolina Central. Then he went to Kent State. But he said, you know, he couldn't play at NC Central because of the pandemic, and they canceled the season. So then he went to Kansas State. He wanted to transfer to North Carolina to be closer to his Charlotte home and his grandmother who was ill. And they denied him eligibility. And now, some odd reason, it's coming out that the NCAA is being threatened. They don't know who it is, but they're being threatened. I want to ask you, Ro, what do you think about these violent threats in the wake of denying Tez Walker's eligibility?
First and foremost, from the streets, we're going to send our prayers out to that young man and his family, but come on, man, you gotta really be realistic about the situation. Players not gonna always be right, and they're not gonna always be looking at the specific individual and that specific individual's situation. Okay, it's sad that there just so happened to be things that happen like this for kids going to school that want to be a student athlete. You have to follow the protocol to make sure that everything falls in line the right way for you to be eligible and stay eligible to play for the whole season. A lot of people, Big Brother Boo, get it construed with thinking that I can just transfer and everything will be cool. No, it will not. There's such thing as credits, what a school likes, what a school accepts, what they don't accept. Just because you say you have all these credits doesn't necessarily mean that the other school is going to accept it right off the bat. So get used to it. For the people that are making these threats to the NCAA for this young gentleman to have eligibility to play, tell him to just focus on school and the situation at hand right now, and maybe look and focus towards next year. Because school and this sport isn't going anywhere anytime soon. So all the threats need to stop, and these people need to understand. If the situation is that bad with your grandmother or whoever it is in the family that has the illness, maybe you need to focus on that and not football. How about that? But I don't know, Big Brother Boo. You know, some of these people crazy. Some of these people crazy. They lost their mind. I don't know if it's still a heat wave where you're at, but it's still 109 degrees over here where I'm at. So, to hell with it. Yeah, man, what's your thoughts about that, man? Young fella needs to concentrate and get an education, if you ask me. Is NCAA wrong for not giving him eligibility? Are these people wrong for threatening NCAA for not giving this boy eligibility right now?
T-Ro, I respectfully disagree with you. And I know you, and listen, I'm with you on that in a certain in certain points. However, they've let so many kids transfer, I mean, school after school after school with no excuse, no legitimate reason for transferring, and let them do what they want to do. And then you not let this kid, after the one reason was because of the pandemic, and the second one was because of, he wanted to be closer to home to his family because of to take care of his grandmother and play ball. We know people, we know student athletes have done that. What I'm what's the word I'm looking for? The word that what I'm puzzled about is somebody is so engulfed in football and his family or whoever it is. They're threatening people from the NCAA. I've never heard this before in the public. It might have been Tarkanian people when he was, you know, doing his thing in the mob or something. You know, he had mob people. But for this situation to hit the fan where committee members of the NCAA are getting threatened, and this kid wasn't even a five-star recruit. He wasn't even number one, number two player in the country coming out. So that's very serious situation going on right here. And the people who are making these threats, that's the part I agree with you with. It's bigger than football if that's the real reason why you transferred to your grandmother. So,
exactly.
Yeah, man. Shout out to all the... Not too many really big games coming up this weekend. What's the game that's really going to right now? We got the U. They're ranked 22. They're in the sec. They're at halftime, pitching a shutout on Bethune-Cookman 14-0. I just want to ask you, Ro, anything special from last weekend? Texas, Alabama. Do you see anything that you know, because the new rankings came out and Florida State top three. So you got Georgia didn't move, Michigan didn't move, Florida State moved up, Texas moved up big time. Then you got USC, Ohio State then dropped. Every week Ohio State has dropped. They started four, ended up six. Penn State stayed the same, Washington stayed the same. You got Notre Dame, and then Alabama drops from 3 to 10. So out of those top 10, Ro, I know it's early, but did you see anything out of those teams that make you want to say, they're going to stay or they're going to move up, they're going to drop out? Or what do you think about, you know, Alabama and the show they put on against Texas? What do you think about that last week?
Oh, you know, I have a lot to say about that, but we're going to keep it short and sweet. It's about damn time one of Nick Saban's proteges come up and kick his ass. We had an opportunity to do it last year, but let Nick Saban in Alabama get off the hook in the last minute of the game. It didn't happen this season. It didn't happen last Saturday. Alabama gonna be all right because we know what Alabama does. They only going to have to face Georgia and LSU and maybe a nice good Tennessee team that may give them a little bit of trouble. But other than that, we'll see Nicky Baby where we normally see Nicky Baby. Texas, really surprising. I didn't know we were going to do that. I thought we had a chance to win, but not by 10. So I'll take it, knowing that. It just might be on to something. Texas went up to number four. That works for me. The one team that I'm really, really looking at this week, Big Brother, Washington. If the Huskies can get past this week, I mean, if they can get past this week, Washington might be all right. When they face USC, that may be the only other game that may give them a little bit of trouble. But other than that, watch out for Washington. Them boys ain't playing. And I mean, they ain't playing. They got to play Michigan State in Michigan State. I can't wait to see that one. If they can get past Michigan State, yeah, USC might have just a couple other games on their schedule that may be a little bit tougher than what they anticipated before the season started. You know what I mean? But, yeah. But right now, yeah, Texas, Alabama, I really enjoyed it. Those are the teams that I'm looking at. North Carolina, man, they need to leave North Carolina alone. That was Appalachian State. That's an upset school of all time. They shouldn't have had to move just because Appalachian State took them to double overtime. They must have forgot who Appalachian State was. Damn. What you think, big brother? Who moves you? Who didn't move you in the college football this weekend?
I don't understand when you win, you drop. And I guess in college football, you have to win with style. You can stay where you are or move up. You got to do it with style to move up. I didn't know you did, but I guess you do. And one thing that really is really on my mind, and he used to coach one of my favorite college teams, Jimbo Fisher. His team always in the start off in the top 25. He had all those five stars 2 years ago. Last year, one of the top five recruiting classes in America, and still can't get it done. Took a beating down in South Beach last weekend. I mean, a beating. So I don't know when he will be X'd out the game. Before we move on to the NFL, what do you think about this Mel Tucker situation? They're trying to fire Mel. He has a 10-year, $95 million deal, and he's suspended right now, but
right,
they're trying to me not pay him the money that they, you know, under the contract, but they're trying to fire him for misconduct with him having phone sex and this and that being inappropriate with a colleague, a coworker. What do you think about that situation before we go to break real quick, bro? What do you think what's going to happen with Mel Tucker down at Michigan State? He calls it a sham. What do you call it?
Yeah, ambush. I was thrown when I saw this information. How did this just all of a sudden come out? And why? Why are you so deep in this man's personal business? Which is, I don't see what it does to affect Michigan State. But, hey, we'll soon find out. But Mel Tucker, you know what happens, big brother. When you get suspended, your ass ain't coming back. So he'll be fired. They'll find the fine print to where he'll be let go. But Mel Tucker, just out of nowhere? I was thrown. I still can't believe it. Even when we Mel Tucker, okay. Michigan State, okay. All right, yeah, I'm thrown, big brother. I just know he won't be back. I hope he finds a professional job. How about that? Yeah. Big brother, are you surprised by what's going on with Mel Tucker? You think he's going to be good to go back at Michigan State? Brother must be in them streets. And I'm going to tell y'all this.
I'm sorry, Ro. I'm surprised that these coaches not learning from other coaches and still getting caught up in these type of situations. That's what I'm surprised at. He said it's sexual harassment. Of course he's going to say that to me. And look, it's three sides to every story. I wasn't there. I don't want to be like I'm a male chauvinist or anything, but it's just so crazy that they get to these situations where they've been in relationships for a minute. Then all of a sudden, it's sexual harassment. Now you don't want to talk to him anymore, but you got to remember, we're men. And once you let us in, woo, we may not want to come out. You didn't poke the bear. So it's gone. So you're right. I just think this is a situation. And remember, they had the doctor who got over 100 years for, sexually, misconduct with gymnasts at Michigan State. So it's a tough situation. I hope they don't try to make an example of my man. I play AAU basketball with Coach Mel Tucker, and he's a good guy to me. So we'll see. Very, very unfortunate situation for him. I hope he gets paid. Even if they do let him go, he gets some of that money that he's owed.
Right.
But very tough situation for Mel, man. Very much, very tough. When we come back,
right,
you know what it is. It's week one, baby. Woo! Woo! It's week one. We going to get some big deals, no big deals on all the games of the week. It's NFL on the show tonight. You better tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Street! Your brains are now blown. All over that brown broom. One slip, you are now gone. Welcome to hell where you are. Welcome to sell. But when the shells come, you better return them. All scars, we earn them. All cars, we learn them. Like the back of our hand. We watch for cops hopping out the back of van. Wear a G on my chest. I don't need that for damn. This ain't a stone outfit, Holmes is about it. Was clapping them flamers before I became famous. For playing me, y'all shall forever remain nameless. I am home. Sure I do. I tell you the difference between me and them. They trying to get they ones, I'm trying to get them M's. 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, 4. In just 5 years, 40 million more. You are now looking at the 40 million boy. I'm raping Def Jam till I'm the 100 million man. R-O-C. That's where you're wrong. I came into this motherfucker 100 grand strong. 9 to be exact, from grinding G-packs. Put this shit in motion, ain't no rewinding me back. Could make 40 off a brick, but one rhyme could beat that. And if somebody would have told him that hoe would sell clothing, not in this lifetime, wasn't in my right mind. That's another difference that's between me and them. I smarten up, open the market up. 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, 4. In 18 months, 80 million more. Now add that number up with the one I said before. You are now looking at one smart black boy. Mama ain't raised no fool. Put me anywhere on God's green earth. I triple my worth, motherfucker. I will not lose. Put something on it. I sell ice in the winter. I sell fire in hell. I am a hustler, baby. I sell water to a well. I was born to get cake. Move on and switch states. Chop the coop with the roof gone and switch plates. Was born to dictate. Never follow orders, dick face. Get your shit straight. Fuck all, this is Big J. Ah. You know. Will not lose. Ever. Fuck up.
It's the streets of talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop from a street perspective. I know we usually come on Wednesday, but but we here on Thursday tonight, and we are in the building, man. It's T-Ro. I'm your hotel boogie. We represent our dream team, ICE. Styles the guy, OG the Buck. They're not on with us tonight, but we represent for them guys tonight. Week one, Ro. Big games. I mean, we may get to, you know, all of them and then get to our you know what I'm saying, our callers or whatnot. But let's start off you know what I'm saying, week one, Ro. You know, let's start down the line. I'll start down the line. Big deal, no big deal. The quarterback for the Carolina Panthers didn't do too hot, man. One touchdown, two interceptions, a total of 146 yards in a loss. Went 20 for 38, QBR of 16. Big deal, no big deal. They lost to the Rams. I mean, excuse me, to the Falcons. What do you think about that?
No big deal, big brother. Bryce Young's first game as the number one drafted quarterback, shit, since 2012, it may have only won one game. You gotta go way back to like David Carr for a number one draft pick to have last won a game. So he just jumped in the bucket of losses for the number one draft pick. So no big deal. He'll be back. Carolina going to work around it. They get better as the season goes along. No big deal.
I think it's a big deal. I don't really think he's that good. I think it's going to be a continuation. Of course, we're going to give him that excuse that it is the he is a rookie, first game of the season. And big deal for me also, Rick, my man for Atlanta didn't do too hot either, man. So I think both teams' quarterback situation, big deal. Let's get to the next one. Thursday night, Detroit, Kansas City. Big deal, not having Kelce. We know they just signed Chris Jones to a new deal. He'll be back in the lineup on Sunday. I just want to ask you, was that a big deal for Kansas City losing that game, or was that no big deal? And was that a big deal for Detroit?
Big brother, no big deal for the Kansas City Chiefs. I told you they wasn't going to win that game. Even with a Travis Kelce, they would have struggled to win game one. But don't worry about it. They'll still be the team to talk about in the East. No big deal for Kansas City. Big deal for Detroit, because they're going to be on everybody's board trying to see, damn, how do we prepare for the Detroit Lions? And guess what? Yeah, buddy, you got to prepare for Jared Goff now and the Detroit Lions. Oh, they did real good, and they look real good. Yeah, big brother, I like Detroit. Big deal for the Detroit Lions. Hey, no big deal or big deal, Detroit, Kansas City.
I think it was a big deal for Detroit because, as we know, or when I say as we know, teams, the franchise such as Detroit, such as the Cleveland Browns, such as the Jacksonville Jaguars, they be in position to win games, and they find a way to lose them. But Jared Goff showed his worth, drove down the field, got a touchdown, and then the defense. I mean, shout out to the DC, Aaron Glenn, who, I mean, they came up so improved against Mahomes. Just when Mahomes made spectacular play after spectacular play and the offensive tackle cheating every play, I didn't understand how the referee didn't see that. But a great deal. Another thing, a big deal for Kansas City. Forget Kelce. Forget Chris Jones. They missing Eric Bieniemy on the OC side. I don't want to hear that. Oh, man, Kelce was there. You know, that's his, you know, main whatever. And I know Tony dropped some balls. I know he did. But he caught him in to get on to the Super Bowl. He made big plays back then. So, big deal for Kansas City. Let's get to the next one real quick. Baltimore and
Houston Texans, C.J. Stroud, rookie, big deal for them. They only scored 9 points. They didn't even score a touchdown against the Ravens. Is it a big deal that the Ravens put it on them, or no big deal?
Look, man, no big deal for Houston because they ain't going to be shit anyway. After looking at them after week one, I really picked them in the preseason to kind of be my surprise team to kind of do something. But, man, C.J. Stroud looked like he did last year. Yeah, I mean, we're going to see. It's going to be difficult for him to pick up where he left off doing what he did last year, okay? For the Baltimore Ravens, it was just no big deal because Lamar just did what Lamar did. Even though they didn't really do anything big, he only had he went 17 for 22. We talk about Lamar Jack now. He went 17 for 22, 169 yards, no touchdown. Had one interception. Ran the ball 6 times for 38 yards, but they won. So you know, and like I know, Baltimore has always been about defense. They gonna be all right. Lamar just have to stay consistent and keep them in the game. As long as that happens, yeah, they good. So no big deal. Yo, big deal, no big deal with Baltimore and Houston.
It's a big deal when you're playing the Texans who had the number one pick and you can't score an offensive pass and touchdown and you just got paid. That concerns me. That's a big deal. Let's move to the next one. The Cleveland Browns put a beat down on Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals 24-3. Is that a big deal I'm discombobulated on how he played. Is that a big deal? Is that a big deal for the Bengals?
Man, stop it. I'm going to use the words ICE. Stop it. Man, stop it. Man, we all knew Cleveland was about to beat the brakes off Cincinnati and Joe Burrow. And it all because he was hurt. Man, Cleveland. Well, let me take that back. Joe Burrow don't struggle with beating Cleveland as long as he is in Bengal uniform. I know that. He only beat him one time out of 6 tries, and he done lost 5 in a row. So I don't see that happening anytime soon. No big deal, but good job, Cleveland. Y'all got week one out the way. Big deal, no big deal, big brother.
I think it's a big deal because just like Aaron Rodgers, and we'll get to that, calf injury. I think Joe didn't want to move around too much because he could really, really hurt that calf, and maybe he'd do the same thing as well. I think they should have sat Joey out another week. He always does bad against the Browns. So why not leave him out another week? Again, no big deal because last year they started off 0-2 and ran off 10 straight. So until they go 0-3, it's no big deal for me with the Cincinnati Bengals. No big deal. Big deal for the Browns and their defense. Was very by the scheme and the play calling of and that defense, man, what a defense. Let's go to some more games. Let's hit this one. San Francisco went into Pittsburgh and put a beat down on the Steelers. Big deal, no big deal.
Man, all because it's week one, and that's a big deal for San Francisco. We didn't think it was going to look, even though a lot of us picked them to be, you know, when it's all said and done, be there in the end. Pittsburgh, you better get it together. That's a big deal. It's Mike Tomlin's. I mean, man, damn, He went 500 last year. He take another ass whooping like that. Oh, Lord. And they only go 500 again or sub 500? Oh, man. I don't know how that's going to work, big brother. I feel for my boy Mike Tomlin, but, hey, they got to get it right on the field. It's a big deal for Pittsburgh. They got to get it right. What you think? Big deal, no big deal. San Fran, Pittsburgh.
Man, I think it was a big deal for Purdy to come in and get to percolating. I thought it was, he left off. He picked up where he left off. Is he really real? You know what I mean? That Jay-Z song? You know what I mean? He's okay, but he's not real. Yo, I'm that deal. You know what I mean? So I'm wondering, is Brock Purdy really that guy? Everybody's waiting for him to catapult downward. We still waiting for Jalen Hurts to drive down. We don't know if that's real. And he just kept plugging away last year. We'll see. And here we go again. Let's see if he do it again this year. So, big deal for the Pittsburgh Steelers. They could not protect. And then you got the Cleveland Browns coming up in there Monday night with that pass rush.
Oh, woo. Wait. Oh, Lord.
They might be treading water early. And my freeway voice, the rapper, Burley. So that's a big deal for Pittsburgh. I hate to say it, but it's a big deal. Green Bay Packers go into Soldier Field, and my man Jordan Love throws 3 touchdowns, no interceptions, and blow out the Bears. Big deal, no big deal.
Big deal. Big deal for the Green Bay Packers to look that good and have Jordan Love be the driver behind the wheel of what was happening against the Chicago Bears. I mean, we knew they were going to beat the Chicago Bears. We just didn't know Jordan Love was going to kick their ass. So that was a big deal for Green Bay. That ain't no big deal for Chicago. They ain't going to be shit. They ain't going to look like they did last year. They might be even worse. Big deal, no big deal, big brother.
I think it's a real big deal because they were waiting on Justin Fields. They think this is breakout year. Game one, they say, doesn't, you know, really say anything, especially in the NFC. It's up for grabs. So the one game, but you spent a lot of money on both sides of the ball this year. I think that's a big deal that they how they lost to the Green Bay Packers. They lost to a rookie. This is first really opening day start. You're the QB number one, Jordan Love. So I think that was a big deal for the Chicago Bears laying an egg at home like that. Big deal also for the Green Bay Packers, confidence builder for Jordan Love, did real well. QB over 100. So, and I told people, and people thought I was crazy when I said, they said, what's up with your Packers? Oh, we're going to make the playoffs. Yeah, right. We're going to make the playoffs, trust me. And look what happened week one. I'm still behind my team. No, we're not going to the Super Bowl, but with an NFC that has a lot of parity and things up for grabs, I think that we have a chance. The Rams going into the 12th man, blowing out Seattle with all these expectations, thinking that the Rams are going to finish third or fourth in their division. What do you think about that? Big deal, no big deal for the Rams or the Seattle Seahawks?
Oh, that's a big deal for Seattle. They better pick it up. I don't know if they one of those teams that can just flip a switch. That was a big deal for the L.A. Rams. Have Matthew Stafford back. Have that defense back. They added a few pieces. I mean, they had a couple of guys that are still on the bench that weren't able to play. But, damn, Matthew Stafford is back. Them Rams might be looking pretty good, too. With the 49ers, yeah, Seattle, it's a big deal. You better pick it up, because Geno just might have a couple of hiccups. Whoa, wait. Big deal, no big deal, big brother.
Man, this is a good one. Big deal for the Rams. Big deal for them. Very much so confidence builder without Cooper Kupp putting up over putting up 30 points. That's a big deal for them because going into the season, nobody had them really do anything. I know it's week one, okay, but big deal going into after that. No big deal for Seattle. I think it was human nature at home. Man, we playing against the Rams. They ain't got Cooper Kupp. Man, we about to get these boys. And I think that they were overconfident and could not get the job done. Let's talk about this. Let's end it off with the two night primetime games. Let's start off with the Dallas Cowboys and the New York Football Giants, and they didn't score a point. 40-0. Big deal, no big deal, bro.
Big brother. No big deal for the Giants. They'll rebound. They'll be okay. It'll be all right. They'll be all right. The Cowboys. No big deal because this is what we expected of the defense. I just love the fact the defense damn near scored more points than the offense. Gotta love it. Yeah, what you think? Big deal, no big deal, big brother.
I think it's a big deal for the Giants. What Daniel Jones did, I know it's week one, but is it telling me that's how good the Dallas Cowboys are? Or is that telling me how bad the New York Giants are? You couldn't score a point in an NFL football game, and you just got paid over 80-something million dollars. And you look like a rookie out there. You didn't look like you was Diamond Jones. You look like you was a penny. Zero. No, you know, Danny Dimes?
Sure.
No, he was Danny Donut. He wasn't no Danny Dimes. He was Danny Donut. But I'm sorry, we got two more games. One more prime time, and I'm going to go back to another game. But, bro, the Buffalo Bills let one get away in New York. Also, but this time the Jets. Let the Jets come back. My man Gary Wilson got the catch of the season so far to put him up.
Wait.
Is that a big deal for either team or no big deal?
Man, that's a big deal for both teams because Buffalo, once again, is one of the teams that's been picked to win it all. And you come up short. And Josh, you want the highest paid quarterback, and your ass looking like a rookie. You threw three interceptions to the same dude. You know he was wearing white on Monday night, right? I'm just saying, was it just me? My bad. Big deal for the Jets. Not only get a win. Not only to do it at home for 9-11, but damn it, what you gonna do without AR-8? Zach Wilson gave you a little bit of sunshine by winning the game. Hey, he didn't even win the game. Yo, big brother. Big deal, no big deal.
Man, with Aaron Rodgers out for the season, it's a big deal for the Jets. I mean, I'm so impressed with their defense. Zach Wilson learning from Aaron Rodgers may help him and help the team go get over the hump. They got a Gauntlet coming up. And for them to win their first game of the season, being an underdog, I have to say that was a big deal. After QB1 got knocked out and you really, you know, getting your feet under you, and they just, persevere. And what a great punt return. But I tell you this, big deal for the Bills, because we've seen this movie before with Josh Allen, him trying to win the games, him trying to be Superman every play. I think he needs to calm down. And that's, I think, that's the difference when you have a defensive coach as your head coach and the difference between an offensive coach being your head coach. He needs somebody to help him curtail those turnovers and understand how to manage the game. I really do. It's nothing wrong throwing the ball away. Nothing wrong with taking a sack. You know what I mean? If the play isn't there, live to play another down. So I think that Josh is declining instead of ascending, and that's the big deal. Last but not least, I left one game out, and I think this was the best game of the night. Excuse me, of the weekend. But except the Jets and the Bills, that the Chargers and Miami, what a game. Big deal, no big deal for either team, bro.
Hey, man, that is a big deal. I hate to say it. I really do hate to say this. Man, Miami going to be a handful to deal with when this season starts. Man, that boy Tyreek Hill, come on. Kansas City, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Andy Reid. How in the hell do you let him get away? He had 215 yards receiving. What? Say, man, big deal. Miami about to cause big problems over there. Tua, big deal. We saw what he did in Alabama. We know what he can do when he upright, when he's vertical. It's just when he get hit. Man, listen, big deal for the Chargers. The players are already talking about the coaches. Week one, saying the coaches got to do a better job. Oh, Lord, billboard material. Big deal. Chargers might be going downhill. They just paid the man a whole lot of money. Oh, Lord. Big brother, big deal. No big deal. You left another game off the list, too.
The Jacksonville Jaguars and the Indianapolis Colts, I know.
That one, too. Faker Baker.
I left that out for a reason. I was going to talk about that next segment.
Sorry.
We come back from break and get to the callers. I was going to talk about Faker and that other game because we get to the break. But I tell you what, though, they paid a lot of money to the defense, and they giving up all these points, man. And you got a defensive coach. That's the thing I'm concerned about. See, Buffalo, they didn't give up a lot of points. They gave up, what was it, 16? No, I'm sorry. Really 16, especially 17. Teams, 23 points.
Yeah.
So, but you gave up a lot of money. Nick Bosa, Khalil Mack. I thought Tua looked real comfortable back there. Shout out to them. Secondly, again, the big deal is for Miami, if Tua goes out, I hate to say it, the season is over. That offensive line has so much pressure on them. And again, I know he went in there thinking, oh, you picked me, and everybody in South Beach thinking you should have picked Justin Herbert. And Justin Herbert went after Tua, but Tua got the victory. So that was a big deal for him personally, I think, to show the organization
–
that
I'm
they
the
made
shit.
The smart and
I
right decision. So I think it was a big deal for both teams. And coming out week two, especially in the AFC, I think every game is a big deal in the AFC. I really do, bro. I think every game
is
a big deal in the AFC. Absolutely. Okay? Absolutely. Tell you what, we'll talk about this and then just get to the callers right after the commercial break. Let me ask you this, Ro. Big deal, no big deal.
Yes,
Jaguars and the Colts.
I'm going to say this. No big deal for the Indianapolis Colts losing that game. That's a respectable loss. That boy, AR-15, the quarterback, Anthony Richardson, for the Indianapolis Colts, he going to be all right. He going to be just fine. He just so happens to play a team that's just still hot from last season. Got another young stud at quarterback on the other side in Jacksonville. No big deal. They just picked up where they left off. So, man. I like Indy. No big deal. Big deal, big brother.
Big deal for the coach because I want to say this, and I want to say this to the world, and I'm sick of it. I'm going to be honest. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of everybody thinking that you need this Lamar Jackson running quarterback. You need this Jalen Hurts running quarterback. You need this Anthony Richardson running quarterback. And you see what happens. They get their head knocked off. But you want to run. I haven't seen a running quarterback win a Super Bowl since nobody. It's been running, throwing quarterback. Steve Young.
Wow, yeah.
Patrick Mahomes, he's running to throw. These other quarterbacks, man, stop it. I'm tired. Man, we need to draft a run. Man, and I'm tired of these these scouts thinking that Caleb Williams is that guy and his daddy talking about if he ain't getting drafted by the right team, he gonna go back to the
go back
college.
To school.
Man, please. Where you think you're gonna be the number one pick on a sorry team? Where you think you gonna go? You a free agent?
Right.
Here we go with that giving something. I understand, you know, Eli Manning and what's the boy name? Told I don't want to be drafted by these guys. I don't want to be drafted. Okay? You ain't Eli Manning. You ain't John Elway. I hate when they talk about, man, he's Patrick Mahomes. He's better than pro quarterbacks, right? Man, stop it, man.
Stop it.
He's playing against guys. When he gets to the league, he'll be playing against guys with baby mamas and side chicks on the side paying child support $10,000 a month. And they got to keep that coming in. I ain't with that. That's just me. Stop it. Let me get back to it. Great deal. No great big deal for the Jaguars because they could have went up there, and they don't usually win in Indianapolis, and laid an egg because they knew they were better. But they're showing how maturity and how to win. Okay? Yes. And again, let's get to it. Last one. Baker Mayfield and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers against the Minnesota Vikings winning that game. Big deal, no big deal.
Man, that's a big damn deal. And you really do you understand the magnitude of that win and that loss for each team? Big Brother Boo, Minnesota and Kirk Cousins and Justin Jefferson lost to Faker Baker and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I don't know nobody who played for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers other than Faker Baker. Okay, I'll take that back. Michael Evans. Only because he's on good time. But I'm saying, come on, man. That's a big deal for Tampa Bay because Fader Baker is over there putting up numbers. And he beat Minnesota. Wait, hold on. They beat Minnesota. Am I tripping? Come on, Minnesota. You got to do better than that. Justin Jefferson, you got to do better than that. I know you had 9 catches for 150 yards, but you got to get your ass in the end zone, Jefferson. Kirk Cousins, act like a hoe. Get that boy the ball. Let him do his thing. Big brother. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe it. Big deal, no big deal.
Man, let me tell you something. Anytime Faker Bayfield wins, it's no big deal to L Boogie because he's a faker. He fakes you out. You really? This guy had 53 yards at halftime. 53. He finished with 173. His average, listen to me. His average completion, 5 yards. Five. Do you hear me? 5. So let's not get it twisted. The Minnesota Vikings had a record of 1-score game wins last year of 11. So I didn't believe in them then. I was like, oh, my God. And I damn sure don't believe in them now. So, I'm telling you, neither team is a big deal to me. They won't be there at the end. Mike Evans ain't got his bread. I'm pretty sure he gonna want to be traded before the trade deadline. If you ain't gonna pay me, I'm playing with a bum. Okay, that's what I'm playing with. I'm playing with a bum. I had six catches for 66 yards, man. Yeah, I got in his end zone, but damn. For real, man. Are you serious? I'm telling you. I am not impressed. No big deal to me. Absolutely no big deal. But I want to give a shout out and all my prayers to all the guys week one, man, who had season-ending injuries, man. So shout out to the guys that got hit by the sniper, man. Shout out to them. When we come back, we're going to talk to the callers. We're going to get in the asylum. We've been talking too long. Now it's time to hit the asylum. I know they hot. I know they ready to holler. I know they ready to talk about their team. And listen to this last thing. Deshaun Watson, my grade for you was a D+, man. But you got the victory. You got the victory. D+. I don't want to hear about no weather, man. It's Cleveland, Ohio.
Right.
Street. You better tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Let's go.
Type a nigga knows they slash. I won't never sell my soul. And I can back that. And I really wanna know where you at. I was that bad. Where the stash at? Cruise the city in a bulletproof Cadillac. Cause I know these niggas out there where the bag at. Gotta move smarter, gotta move harder. Nigga try to give me 5 mile water. I lay his ass down on my son, on my daughter. I had the Draco with me, Dwayne Carter. Lot of niggas out here playing, ain't ballin'. I done put my whole arm in the rim, Ben's Carter. And I know Poppy get a key for the portal. Shotty belly fin the double C's, I bought her. Got a bitch that's looking like a Leo, she a model. I got the pink slip, my whip, key lip. Cousin, I'm about to get the key to the city. Patty, light a seat. Forgetting out the coupe at the lot. Corner for a 12, for a squat. Bustin' all the bells out the box. I just hit a lick with the box. Had to put the stick in the box. Pour up the whole damn field. I'ma get lazy. I got the mojo deal. We been trappin' like the 80s. She said the nigga soul. Got the cash out. Told them wipe a nigga nose. Say slash. I won't never sell my soul. And I can back that. And I really wanna know where you at. I've been moving them out. And steal it with me, then he got the blues in the pouch. Took her to the forest, put the wood in the mouth. Bitch, don't wear
got no shoes in my house. The private I'm flying in, I never wanna fly again. I take my chances in traffic. She sucking on dick, no hands with it. I just made the rolly plane like a landing strip. I'm a 2020 president candidate. I done put 100 bands on Zimmerman shit. I been moving real gangsta, so that's why she pick a Chris. Shawty call me Chris Cole, cause I pop my shit. Got it out the mud. There's nothing you can tell me. Yeah, when I had a job.
It's the Streets of Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip hop. It's Throwback Thursday. I'm your host, L Boogie. I got always my little brother. We go down like 17 flat tires on the semi truck that's been changing their tires for 10, 20 years, man. That's how far we go back. Hey, man, we in the building, baby. We've been talking about every game that was played in the NFL. We usually don't do that on the streets, but we're doing something different rolling into the NFL season so we can try to hit them all, not just the ones that we think, but you talk about the ones that you want to talk about. We've been talking about the NCAA and how Caleb Williams' father is hollering. If he ain't picked by the right team, he ain't going to the NFL. He's going to stay. What do you think about that? We've been talking about Mel Tucker, the sham that they're trying to do with him at Michigan State. The NCAA committee has been threatened by Tez Walker's people. I don't know who it is, but they threatened some of them people on committee because they didn't let him be eligible for this year. He didn't play at NC Central University because of the pandemic, so he transferred to Kent State, there to go home to Charlotte, close to his family, to his grandmother who's ill, and they denied him eligibility, and now they're being threatened. Now they're being threatened. Last but not least, what do you think about Jay Norvell, the coach over at Colorado State? He hollering. He talking about prime time. I quote, took my hat off and I took my glasses off when I talked to grown-ups. I take my hat and glasses off. That's what my mother taught me. Not only did he say that, but again, another one, he done made it personal. I don't know, man. It's going to be tough. And they done moved up in the rankings, too. Again, another personal game. You making it easy for Deion to hype his gentleman up. It's the streets, first quarter, all-time listener. He down there in Alabama, but he floats the streets, man. He's all over everywhere. He's our guy. Philly Phil, you in the building, baby. It's on you. What you got to talk about tonight, man? You on the one way.
Dream team, what it is, my guys. Hope everything good. Everybody good.
Phil, what it do?
Yes, sir. First, let me get right off into it tonight. We ain't even playing no game. Coach Norvell, Colorado State.
Yeah.
Man, I need 70 hung on them lanes. 70. So, I need a soft 70 hung on them lanes, man. Hey, look.
Yeah.
Hey, look, man. Anytime somebody come doing something differently, look different, dress different, talk different maybe, whatever the case may be, somebody just got to have a problem with it, man. Right? Like, it rubs the traditionalists the wrong way, right? Man, hang 70 on these lanes, please, before the half. Like, don't even play with these. Like, I'm talking about smoke these fools off the fucking field, man. Like, listen, man, I don't know if people realize this or not, but I can tell you something that I think after watching them play for two games, right? They need help up front. They need help up front, offensive line, defensive line. I think those are the areas where they got to get some bigger boys, bigger, stronger boys, better recruiting. But I don't think you can deny though. They got one of the most explosive offenses in the nation. You a damn fool. You think anything otherwise? You crazy.
Street.
Crazy. They explosive, man. No, for real. They explosive. They can hang 30, 40 up before you blink. Like, they very explosive. Very explosive. Hang 70 on them lanes, because I just don't like, man, once you get to start talking about some shit. Now, to be fair to this Norville guy, I will say this. I don't necessarily think he's wrong. Now, that ain't what I said. But you don't verbalize that, man. That like, with the context
Absolutely.
Around everything that's going, I don't got to elaborate. Y'all grown men. Y'all know exactly what I'm trying to say. Like, you, I'm not saying he wrong. He absolutely right. That ain't the point, though. That ain't the point right now, my nigga. That ain't it. Like, you don't verbalize that, man, or make that, like, you're basically implying that a successful man, for all intents and purposes, and a historic icon in the sports world, you're implying, without saying it, man, he wasn't
he
raised
got
right.
No plan. Right. He ain't
yeah,
got
yeah.
No
like
plan.
You playing? Don't play with me like that, man. Like, cause now you playing with my mama, and for that, I might not shake your hand after I hang the 70 on you. Like you taking it to a place it don't got to be. Like just be slicker than that. If you want to be slicker, if you're gonna be slick, yeah, like don't imply that somebody mother didn't raise them right, man. You playing a, hey man, I don't know. I'm assume like the rest of y'all, the way we feel about our mamas is something different, very different.
Ooh-wee.
Like you. There are certain things I will allow you to play with me about, right? Most of us will. We might let you get away with a couple things. I guarantee you, mama ain't on none of our lists, nigga. Not one of ours. Like, she ain't in it. She ain't on the list, period.
Straight.
She ain't nowhere near the list. Ain't no black man playing with you about his mother, period, man. He can be 90. He ain't playing with you about his mama. Like, I want him to hang 80 on these lanes. I ain't lying, man. Just off the sheer strength. Mel Tucker, I want to hit this real quick. Hey, man, I really don't know what to say for this Mel Tucker thing for real. Like, if these allegations true, then that's a big part of why this thing's going on with Tez Walker. Like, if these other allegations they got against Tucker true, then you know why they freezing him, his players out, all those different things. I mean, it's the allegations, they're explosive. Like, dude, let's not dress it up or mince words. Explosive.
Absolutely.
And I think that that's contributing to that for sure. Now let's get to the most important of all topics, football. Thank God for Sundays. I mean, thank God for Sunday. Saturday is great. I love college. Don't get me wrong. I'm a huge fan. It ain't Sunday. Sorry. It just ain't Sunday. It just ain't Sunday. I'm sorry. Let's talk about real quick. Boogie, you remember a couple years ago how much I used to defend Emmy, used to defend Baker Mayfield, and, you know, I'm just, oh, man, he's. Let me take a minute right now to serve myself some crow.
Mm-hmm.
Baker Mayfield is trash. I don't think, I don't think we can really debate this any longer or like, we not going to play no games and act like Baker Mayfield about to go throw for 4,530 touches this year. Please, look, stop playing. We not doing that. We definitely not. We definitely not about to do that. Are we? No, we not.
Because it ain't going to happen.
Absolutely not. It's not going to happen. Like, I'm not so on Baker Mayfield in any way, shape, or form. Like, please stop playing. My Cleveland Browns. Lord, them Cleveland Browns. D. Watson. I'm giving it, Boogie giving him a high D. I'm only going to go one better. C minus. Like, he did not play well. But if that defense plays like that, and that's asking a lot to play week in and week out like that. But I don't see us going against many more teams offensively as explosive as the Bengals are. So that's a good sign if you're a Browns fan, considering we shut that team completely down. Shut them completely down. Got some timely plays from Watson, some timely running. The pick was awful, but that's another story. But if that defense can play like that, Nick Chubb had 100 yards. We're so used to him running for 100, we take it for granted. Like it ain't even like it's a given. We just think he going to tote for 100 every week. For real. Like, it's just like, oh, Nick Chubb ran for 100. Oh, blah, blah, blah. Yawn. You know what I'm saying? Like, you yawning. Like, oh, that's regular Nick Chubb. Man, how Nick Chubb ain't the best running back in the NFL? Somebody tell me, how could he not be? His durability, his productivity. Man, why? He better. He more consistent. He more durable. He more reliable. Don't give me no fucking Derrick Henry. You don't want to hear that shit tonight. Fucking wrong.
I think he's the best running back in the league.
Absolutely.
I think he did.
Absolutely.
Right now,
stop
today.
Playing.
Today,
absolutely.
Week one.
Man. No,
boy,
yeah,
that's some home cooking. I have to
that's
say that.
That's some home cooking right there, boy.
No, Derrick Henry getting long in the tube. I ain't really, you know, he's injury. He's been more injury prone than Chubb. I know Jacobs.
Who the
thing,
best? Tony Pollard? Fuck out of here.
Yeah.
I didn't say nothing about Tony Pollard.
Yeah, but consistently, I gotta say Chubb the last couple of years he's
absolutely
been in the top one. So go ahead, Phil. I'm sorry.
Arguably, are you cool? The last 3 years, arguably Nick Chubb been the best running back in football. You can argue, you know, Henry here or there, but he hasn't been more consistent than Nick Chubb. Man, Nick Chubb don't get hurt. He always on the field. Like, come on, man, get up to Nick Chubb. I want to talk about a team that I really thought – I'm going to tell you somebody who surprised me Sunday, y'all. I'm not going to lie. The San Francisco 49ers, man. They surprised the shit out of me. They really, really did.
They surprised you?
Like, yes, man, because I wasn't no believer in Brock Purdy. I'm still not, if I'm being honest. But – the way them motherfuckers play defense, man, that shit different, man. For real. The way they play defense is different over there in the Bay. I ain't lying, man. Them niggas aggressive, man. Fred Warner, man. Is Fred Warner the best linebacker in the league? I think so. I really think so. Like, this man can cover backs and tight ends without blinking his eye and will blow up run game. Like, Fred Warner is a spectacular player. I don't know if he get the ink, you know, like a lot of these other cats around the league or whatever. Right. Maybe it's because he play in the Bay. Maybe. I don't know, but... man, Fred Warner good as hell to me, y'all. Like, for real. Like, Fred Warner is a spectacular player. Like, they surprised me, though, man. Like,
something.
I did not.
I'll tell you this. I get a chance to see you know, the 49ers more probably than you guys being on the West Coast. And it's just crazy how they picked up, like Big Brother Boo said, they just picked up where they left off last year. Because Ayuk, we ain't talked about you. Ayuk had a 100-plus receiving yard. Your boy.
With two touches.
Come on, man. And then your boy just, come on, man. McCaff, he just, come on, man.
Man.
He went for a buck 50 and some tag. Come on, man. This is just ridiculous, man. So,
they might be the most physical team in the league to me. Like on both sides. You know what I'm saying? Just physicality, the way they play. Like, that shit, like, let's go, nigga. Like, hat on a hat, let's do it. Like, that's for real. That's the way they play. Like, let's go. Like, what's up? We're going to put one in front of you. I'm putting one in front of him. May the best man win. Like, that's how they play football to me, man. Like, it's like, let's go. Let's see who the bigger man is today. Let's smash helmets. I just like the way they play, man, the aggression. And Purdy, I had no real faith in Brock Purdy, I'm not going to lie. Purdy better than I thought he was, man. He really is.
Yeah.
Like, I see them, like, playoffs easy, like, for them. Easy. And I want to say something. I just want to say one last thing to follow up off Boo. Hey, man, y'all know we done talked several times on this show. Y'all know how I feel about quarterbacks who run, man. Is it a secret for me? Y'all know. Man, listen. They not going to win. I'm not a Lamar Jackson fan. That shit is good till January, period. Like, that shit look good till January, believe. In January, that shit gets shut down, and you get exposed, and you got to throw the ball. And I don't care how many weapons Lamar Jackson got or any of these running quarterbacks, when it's 3rd and 7, and they done took away your option to run, can you thread the needle? Can you put the touch on the ball that you need for a first down to keep the sticks moving? Y'all gonna put that in Lamar Jackson hands?
I will.
Dak Prescott.
He threw some nice balls on Sunday.
Look, I'm going to tell you this. 32 teams in this league, right? 32 teams. It ain't 8 teams with an elite quarterback.
Okay.
It ain't 8. That's 25%. It ain't 8 teams that got an elite. Listen, man, the way this league's set up now, a good quarterback ain't good enough. You need an elite quarterback right now. You need a Patrick Mahomes, a Joe fucking Burrow. You need one of them niggas, man. Like, I ain't putting – congratulations, Lamar. Get your money. Do all the things you do. Make another Pro Bowl this year. A ring – it ain't happening, man. It's like I always tell y'all, and I truly believe it. I played football, organized, cleaned up to high school. You can teach a quarterback a lot of things. You can teach them to read a defense. You can teach them all those different kinds of things, where they should go with the ball when they see this certain defense, yada, yada. The one thing that you cannot improve, in my opinion, is accuracy. That is natural. Like, if you ain't a natural thrower of the ball, that will not be improved by coaching. I am telling you, like, that you cannot fix. That is my take on this fight. Appreciate the platform as always, fellas.
Before you go, I got a question for you.
Yep.
I got a question for you.
Shoot.
Boo, listen to this too. This might be the street question of the night. I heard Kaepernick agents reached out to the Jets when AR8 went down the other night. Kaepernick got a shot to come back? No.
Snowball got a better chance in hell.
I got you. Thank you. That's all I wanted to know. I just heard that, and I was like, okay.
How tragic was that, though, man?
That's a great question. You got to ask our next caller.
How tragic was that?
Yeah.
Man.
Very.
Man. Hey, man, shout out to you, Phil. Shout out to D-Mac, my nephew down in VA, Rob, my man P, man. We appreciate you calling. Hey, P, and hey, Phil, you better tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends.
Well, I'm talking about a whole lot.
She better be all right. Tell the lie. We got another caller. And to Phil's point, Our last four Super Bowl champions were elite quarterbacks. Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes twice, and Matt Stafford. Matt is an elite. When you want to say, I ain't going to say elite now, and as far as his age and his play now, was an elite quarterback. He lived up to his number one draft pick. To me, to Phil's point. Let's get to our next caller, all-time caller. Or we're going to keep it down south to our man. He always bring the funk. That's why we call him P-Funk. You in the building, baby. You're Lions, man. You're Lions and you're Dolphins. You had a great weekend. And you won
in
the
building. We really in the building, baby. First of all, let me hurry up and
get into this. Because, you know what I mean, some of y'all are really, like, blowing my mind with y'all takes. You know what I mean? It's like... one thing I really want to know about Cleveland fans, y'all worried about a dude that's not even in y'all division, not even in y'all conference anymore. You know what I mean? That's the thing.
Ooh.
He's really on y'all mind, and he's not even in y'all conference. Like, he's not even in y'all conference no more. Y'all paid a guy $63 million, and he ain't did nothing for y'all no Sunday. It took that great. I told y'all Cleveland fans, once y'all get some beef up in the middle, my man Myles Garrett will eat. What they did, they went and got some beef in that middle, and my man Myles Garrett was eating. You feel me? I feel bad for Cleveland because they paying all that money to the quarterback, and he ain't doing nothing for y'all. Y'all got to rely on the defense. You feel me? Luckily, you know, it's working out for y'all, you know. But, hey, worried about Baker Mayfield, he got a win for his team. That's all that matters. let me counteract my man Philly Phil point because he coming out here saying that every team, like, you need an elite quarterback to win in this league. Bro, everybody is not about to be picking in the top ten of the draft to get an elite quarterback. Sometimes you have to make do with what you have. Like, everybody isn't going to have
why you don't win Super Bowl. That's why you just go to the playoffs.
Quarterback. It's been plenty of quarterbacks who weren't elite that won Super Bowls, bro. You don't have to have an elite quarterback, bro. You have to have a good scheme, a good coach, and a good roster.
Besides Joe Flacco, and that was 15 years ago. Name me not an elite quarterback that won a Super Bowl.
I'm not about to go through NFL history just to teach y'all a lesson, bro. I'm just saying, everybody can't get an elite quarterback. Everybody is not going to have an elite quarterback.
So you won't go to the Super Bowl.
There's only one team that wins the Super Bowl. Like, every team thinks they got a good quarterback. Every team thinks they have an elite quarterback. Now, everybody, like, the Bills think they got an elite quarterback. They think they was going to be in the Super Bowl 2 years ago, and they still haven't been there.
Again.
You feel me? It's not guaranteed. It's not guaranteed. Just because you have an elite quarterback. Hold on. Matthew Stafford at one time was an elite quarterback. Detroit never went anywhere with him. I'm not going to take no credit away from him because, again, they facing Aaron Rodgers in the same division. But what I'm saying is, boo, you gave credit to Jordan Love. You feel me? Even though he has pieces around him, he barely threw for 5 yards a pop, the same that Baker Mayfield threw for. And you gave him more credit. You know what I mean? Saying he's a better quarterback. Baker, just because he wins, I'm not going to believe in it. Like, I mean, that's the thing I don't get. Like, you know what I mean? Winning is winning in the league. If you going to win, you're going to win. You feel me? Nobody's saying Jimmy Garoppolo, you know what I mean, is an elite quarterback, but they taking him because he wins. All you got to do is win in this league.
That's fact.
If you can lead your team to win, then that's all that's going to matter at the end of the day, whether or not you can get your division. Right now, all I know is some teams are tied for the lead in the division, some teams aren't. It's only been 1 week. I need at least a 5 week sample to start judging some of these teams. Y'all giving Brock Purdy some freaking credit. Brock Purdy ain't even do nothing.
Hold on.
Brandon Ayuk every year in fantasy, and that nigga lets me down every year. Cause one game he'll have two touchdowns, and then he'll just disappear for four games and not have production. Like, you know what I mean? Stop it. Yes, they have a good defense. Yes, the Cowboys have a good defense. But at the end of the day, it's like the man Philly Phil said. Whenever I get to January, is that defense gonna mean anything? Not really. You're gonna still have to move the ball. You know what I mean? So, again, I need y'all to calm down with some of these defensive-led wins, you know, with the 49ers against the Steelers, who we all predicted the Steelers were going to be at the bottom of the division, right? I didn't think y'all Cleveland fans thought they were going to be ahead of y'all.
But this is what I feel. I mean, excuse me, P, I'm going to rebuttal this, though, with that. You didn't think it was going to be that bad because of the coach. You thought at least be competitive. You knew the 49ers was going to win, but you didn't think it was going to be a blowout, did you? And the other point, I'm going to say this about the quarterback situation. Again, you making my point. You can have a good quarterback and go to the playoffs. Dak Prescott has shown you that. These guys have shown you that. But if your guy isn't elite under that quarterback, under that center's ass.
All right. Can I rebuttal real quick, Boo, to what you
hold on,
to
hold
what
on,
you
hold
just
on,
said?
Hold on,
you just said that.
Go ahead.
You just said, like, you referencing back to past Super Bowl. I'm trying to low-key stay on this season. I mean, you just said Patrick Mahomes didn't look that good without Eric Bieniemy. I mean, that's what you put out there and said they really didn't look that good without Eric Bieniemy. So if we going on this season and what teams could do, how teams are looking this season with coordinator, like, granted, I get what you're saying about Baker Mayfield. I get that you don't like him. You possibly think he's possibly trash. I possibly feel a little different.
And the only reason
I'm saying is
the only reason why I call him trash is because he was picked number one. And when you're picked number one, it's expectations on you. Now, if you picked in the third and fourth round, or you the last pick in the damn draft, and you won five in a row from last, and you picked up from that, that's impressive. Any quarterback, Jared Goff. You feel what I'm saying? But if you're the number one pick, Jared Goff was the number one pick, and he wasn't good enough. He's just a good quarterback. They got rid of his ass and got an elite quarterback and won. I'm not saying that. You got to have good defense. But you got to have an elite quarterback who can make a throw when you need it. That's elite. Dak Prescott ain't going to make that throw.
Hold on, Boo. So you mean to tell me if they swapped out Baker Mayfield with that number one pick for Josh Allen, where he currently was at coming out of college, he would have led y'all to a Super Bowl in 2 years because he's an elite quarterback and he just don't have to have talent around him or good coaching around him.
You give the Cleveland Browns Josh Allen with Stefanski and that defense, he will get and win the Super Bowl.
He would have choked. He would have choked like he did on Monday night. He would have choked.
Not
like he did
with
on
the
night.
Coach. I just said that in my tape.
Hey.
You got to have a coach, too, that's going to get in that man's head and say, man, offensive coach. That dude is a defensive coach. Same thing with Justin Herbert. That dude is a
we're not going to use it. You got to have an offensive or a defensive coordinator coach. Because, again, Dallas has an offensive coach, and they barely can move the ball. You know what I mean? There's plenty of teams with offensive coaches that can't move the ball.
If they had an elite quarter, the Cowboys had an elite quarterback, they'll be in the Super Bowl contention.
Just don't have no excuses.
I didn't say, listen, it's only, like you said, it's only four or five of them, and they will be there at the end. It's only a few. Those good quarterbacks going to get you in the playoffs, but to get to the Super Bowl, it's only a few. To get to the AFC Championship game, those are elite quarterbacks. There's only a few. Think about
elite teams, not elite. quarterbacks aren't leading this whole team, you know what I mean, to the playoffs. You have elite teams. It's a whole team game, special teams and all that. Like, yes, the
quarterback makes
part,
the
bro,
team elite
saying,
with – if you got a stout, if you got
we
a good
we
defense,
going in circles, we go in our circles, boo. We
go ahead, go ahead. I'm gonna let you finish this take, Pete. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Pete. I send the
case.
No,
you
good.
You good. Who means
you
got some valid?
Go
you got some real valid. You got some valid points, boo. I don't even want to dwell on this too much because again, I want to address other things. All right, I'm obviously turn it over to the Colorado situation with Deion Sanders and obviously the Colorado State coach. Look, every coach that faces Deion Sanders is gonna say one thing or another. Whether you think it's out of line or out of pocket, they're going to say one thing or another because what? It's going to get them trending the whole week because this is their only 15 minutes. They really is that dude really going to, you know what I mean, get to be in the media that much if he ain't facing Deion Sanders this week? All these coaches are going to say anything to get themselves in the media with Deion Sanders because they don't want that man to just be the old hammer. Like, of course the coach is going to say something, you know what I mean, to get himself to stick out. Like, hey, like you got a small portion of people rooting for Deion's downfall regardless. You feel me? So at the end of the day, Deion just got to keep winning with his squad. He going to face people criticizing him, praising him, not praising him. You know what I mean? So, again, I don't think he got to take everything, every slight that somebody say personal. You know what I mean? Granted, I do agree with Philly Phil saying, like you said, that he wasn't raised right. But at the end of the day, I feel like Deion, like, I feel like he got to calm down a tad bit, bro. Everything ain't got to be personal. You ain't got to tell your crowd to make it personal. But, bro, just tell them, go out there and handle your business. This is a lesser squad than you. Handle your business. You know what I mean? That's all you got to tell the players. You ain't got to tell them to make it personal. Like, these other kids on the other squad ain't do nothing to them. You feel me? The coach might have said something, but obviously, what I really want to see from Colorado and Deion's squad is I want to see how they do once they go to the Big Ten. Like, we playing a Pac-12 schedule right now against Pac-12 opponents. You feel me? They go to the Big Ten next year. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Increase competition. Because you know the boys in the Big 12.
USC and UCLA are coming to the Big Ten.
Oh, yeah. They are going to the Big 12 because they're replacing Texas and Oklahoma as the other powerhouses.
Yes,
sir. I do want to see how far he could take his program. Obviously, he said he's not going to the NFL. He don't want no parts of the NFL because he's like Nick Saban. He wants all the control in the world, you know. So, hopefully, he take Colorado to new heights, man. You know what I mean? He could definitely, keep making us proud, you know. I ain't no more, no less. I ain't saying that he doing a bad job or a good job, but, he making everybody root for him. You know, he bringing Colorado to notoriety. He doing a good job.
This is a great thing, Pete. He winning
it. It is a great thing, you know what I mean? But, again, once you bump up your competition, you feel me, the competition going to get bumped up, too. Like, he going to go to the Big 12. They not going undefeated, bro. They not going undefeated. They going to lose at least one or two games, bro.
Hey,
They
did already win undefeated for the season.
This is college football. Anything can happen. They could lose their quarterback on some fluke play like the Jets did. And now you're looking at the quarterback that you don't want to play. You know what I mean? It's football, bro. Stuff happens, bro. Like, I wish all the best to Deion and his squad. You feel me? But I know this is a violent game. This is a physical game.
What Ro is saying is that they was just 1-11 last year, and for them to be 2-0, that's an undefeated season.
Oh, yeah, that's great. That's great for them. You know what I mean?
Though, P, we say that the Pac-12 garbage, and what's ironic about it is that as soon as they bought the breakup, they got 8 teams in the top 25.
That is
crazy. Out of all the Power 5 schools, they got 8 teams in the
and
top
they
25.
And they
bought
one game.
Yeah, and they about to defect.
Do you think that was? You think that's gonna hurt whole serve until the end of the season? That they gonna have a good amount of their teams in the top 25 when the season ends, or is going to bowl game?
Yeah,
because I think the ACC might have the most teams.
That's an interesting question.
Yeah.
But I think that you will have more competitive games in the Pac-12 than the ACC because it's Florida State, Clemson, and who else? North Carolina.
North Carolina.
So,
we mean Miami. What are you talking about? Miami. We about to be better than all those teams. You know what I mean? I don't know where you're getting Florida State from. Them boys is not threatening me. I
understand. I just think Miami, again, I mean, preseason rankings, I mean, but this always happens to Texas A&M. Every year they get a high rank and just they're not that good. But no disrespect to Miami.
I just don't know. They're in their fifth year rebuild with Jimbo Fisher. Like, I just don't – they got the talent, bro. Like,
I said Jimbo Fisher may need to go because he always having five-star recruits. He's in the top five in recruiting throughout the last 5 years. They've had ESPN specials on, you know, signing day with them in the lab. So I really think that Texas A&M is on watch. Jimbo Fisher or whatnot is on watch because he's getting the talent there. He's just not producing and winning big games. So that's going to be something to watch too. But we've seen this movie before with Miami. They've come out hot before and won some good games. But let's see if they can keep it going because, you know.
Lately,
let's just think about it. If they were doing that great, they would be not changing coaches every 3 years. You know what I mean? So, but let me ask you this, P, before I let you go. How far does the Miami Dolphins go, even though it's the first game and they get to take? How far do they go this year?
Man, you know where we going. What? We going to the bowl.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Once AR-15 went down, that division definitely clinched. You know what I mean? Got clinched once AR-15 went down. You feel me?
Yeah.
We ain't worried about no team in our division. All we gotta do is get to the conference game. You know what I mean? And we'll be all right.
Wow.
Yeah, we going to the Super Bowl. I wonder if Dallas going there. That's what I'm wondering, though.
We're going to kick y'all ass when we see y'all over there. I can tell you that. Your quarterback.
I know your man Trayvon Diggs don't want none of that man Hill.
In the Super Bowl.
I mean, I know that's what y'all need to be worried about.
And, no,
hey, man.
Y'all have most. Y'all have a whole lot of problems where you at.
What a call, man. When we come back, we got this big dummy of the day. We appreciate the call, P. And as always, you better tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Hey, man, I dedicate this to my man Prime. He had the woo up in there, man. He know what it is. He know what it is. Throw up that W, woo Tang forever. Thanks, P.
With just a dream for the team who was a fiend, started smoking weed at 16, and running up in gates and doing hits for high stakes, making my way all 5 days. No question, I was speed for cracks and weed. The combination made my eyes bleed. No question, I would flow off and try to get the dough off, picking up white boys on ball boards. My life got no better. Same damn low sweater. Times is rough and tough like leather. Figured out I went the wrong route, so I got with a sick ass clip. Got me bugging, but I'm alive on arrival. I'm being wrapped in shape for the streets.
up to me while I be living proof. To kick the truth to the young black youth. We're shorties running wild, smoking cess, drinking beer. And ain't trying to hear what I'm kicking in his ear. Neglect this for now, but yo, it got to be accepted. That what? This life is hectic.
Talk is Forest Talk Show with a twist of hip hop from a street perspective. I'm your host, Boogie. I got T-Row. Man, I was just notified by the producer, man. We short on time. We went over time tonight, man, trying to get everything in. So we going to have to close the show without the big dummy of the day, man, because we short on time. So we gotta get out of here. But, we appreciate everybody calling in, man. We do, man. Bro, you got any shout outs before we get out of here?
Man, you know what it is. Man, we made shout outs to the boys in here. Wow. Everybody that be checking us out. But the boys still feel. And that boy P, you know, P gonna get us, man. We're gonna have to be ready for it next week. You know what I mean? I'm gonna have so many notes for your ass P next week. You go, boy, I'm telling you, I'm gonna be ready. That's what's up. Everybody in this solid that been hanging out with you boys on this Throwback Thursday, we love you. Minnesota, I hope you come with us tonight. But Philly, I need you to win. The NFC, y'all know what it is. Can't help. Yeah. Hey, shout out to the wife. Shout out to Jada and Junior. Man, shout out to the grandbaby, man. Hey, we're having a baby girl, baby brother. You know what I mean? So it's only cracking. I have two granddaughters. This is about to be the funnest thing of all time. Shout out to the wife. And, hey, we going on Wednesday or Thursday next week, big brother.
We probably, probably Wednesday. Let's check the calendar. But we look at Wednesday.
We going wild out on Wednesday next week. I will be ready for you on Wednesday. Because you know them boys come out here next Sunday. So I'm really messed up, and I can't wait. Oh, wait! Yeah, Zach Wilson, we're going to have your ass running. So I hope the ambulance is close. Don't ask about to get chased out. Thank you. Hey, to the boys, the Dream Team, STG the Youngman, ICE, that boy OG the Buck, random hits, and to my big brother, Boo! Y'all know how we do. Oh, hey, man, shout out to my brother Peter Moore and Boot from the 5000. I got my University of North Park gear on today there, brother, big brother Boot. Boy, I got this shit flowing, boy. I feel good today, but shout out to Boot. Old money, bro. Yeah, man. And with who you shouting out to?
Man, I want to shout out my hood, man. I got to shout out my hood because without the hood, for me, I wouldn't be who I am right now. And I say that because I was just at practice and, you know, I'm back at it on the coach. And I just want to say shout out to my hood, man. Huff Heights, Wade Park, Crawford Road, Superior, St. Clair, Harkness, Edmonds, 86, 84, 82nd, 79, 66, and all. And absolutely the address. 1620
Street, where they made me. You know what I mean?
But I want to give a shout out to all the callers, man. My nephew down in VA, fuck cancer. Rob, my nephew Rob, who's fighting, man. I love that. I love my nephew, man. So shout out to MP. You know what I mean? D Mac. Hey, my nephew doing big things down there at Benedictine High School. Mikey Henderson, man. You know what I mean? Sophomore, they falling on the soccer side. He the next one in the MSL, man. I'm going to get him an NIL deal
in 2 years, man. He don't even know it yet. I'm his agent. You feel me? So shout out to my nephew. Shout out to Philly Phil. And I heard it in your voice, Philly Phil, when you was talking about how mama raised. So shout out always to my mama as well, Mama Marshall. I call her. You feel me? So shout out to mama, man. You know what I mean? So shout out to everybody that's tuning in all over the world. We'll be back next week, Wednesday. Keep inspiring us. You know what I'm saying? And always tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends.
Street!
Can y'all see me from here? Can you see me off? Picture me rubber. And all you punk police, can you see me? Am I clear to you? Picture me rolling, nigga. Legit. Free like OJ all day. Can't stop. You know I got my niggas up in this motherfucker. Manu, Pain, Sight, Mogo, Mobrain. Sad dog, sad. Can you picture us rolling? Can you see me rolling? Y'all ready for me? We about this bitch. Anytime y'all wanna see me again, rewind this track right here, close your eyes, and picture me rolling.